Speaking about how we can all help the environment, well, now three Surrey women have gone big, setting up their own business. They've set up a website selling goods and offering something called Planet Points, which can be exchanged to help protect trees and clean up the ocean. Let's find out more. Two of the founders joining us now, Lisa Hobley-Walker and Harriet Hurst, are from Always Forever Green. Morning to you both. Hello.
Good morning.
Lisa, let's start with you. You've got a background working in the environment. Harriet, you work in finance. Your colleague worked in the media. Is it an ideal partnership, do you think, Lisa?
I mean, yeah, I think so. I mean, we're three Surrey mums. We met at school, and really our mission was, you know, we found, even for me, it can be very overwhelming and it can feel very complicated. We should do as an individual to take action around the environment and climate change. And I think so we bring kind of different complementary skill sets to the table. And really our mission is just to make it easier for everybody to make a change. You know, we've kind of taken the hard work, we think, out of some of the decisions. And hopefully with our different backgrounds, we can bring different perspectives on what we can all do.
Right. So who is your customer then?
Well, I think it can be anybody. I mean, we're hoping that, you know, there's a lot of young people that are, we know already, wanting to take, you know, make changes. But lots of other mums often speak to us and say we'd really like to know what, you know, how do we know what a good product looks like? You know, I mean, Harriet can tell you about how we came up with the idea, which may be worthwhile talking about.
Well, OK, Harriet, over to you. Explain the idea.
Yeah, hi, Jane. So basically, we were all discussing, and we were talking children's parties, and there's just so much waste involved in that, you know, plastic straws and plates. So once we sort of delved further to try and find some alternatives, there's a huge amount of environmentally friendly businesses that are out there, but they're not in one place. So really, that's when AlwaysForeverGreen.com was born. So the idea is you can shop on our site, and all our partners are vetted, So you can shop with confidence. And I heard you mention earlier about our Points for the Planet scheme. And, you know, that's one of the greatest things is, you know, every time you are shopping, we're giving something back to one of our environmental partners who is, one is Surf Against Sewage, which obviously you were talking about that with the previous caller, and Ecosphere Plus for Forestry. So the idea is really just, there's so many changes that you can make, and we just, with Always Forever Green, want to just make that as easy as possible for everybody.
Right, so one of the things I've heard sort of dripping out as a sort of, I don't know, background bit of narrative is, like, you know, don't think that you've got to make lots of, you know, massive changes, but if we all sort of maybe did one less car journey a week, collectively that would make a huge difference. And I suppose this is sort of in many ways the same idea.
Absolutely. You know, we're trying to build a community, and, you know, it's just the small changes can all make such a big difference.
OK, and how do you keep people coming back and accumulating Planet Points then?
So you can actually see in your account, you can see your Points of the Planet tally going up. And as you check out, you choose whether you want to donate to ocean or forestry. So you can see the impact that you'll be making with your points.
Right, and look, this went from sort of one idea, I understand, at the school gates to, well, what it is now. Have there been moments where you just thought, oh my goodness, we've almost taken on too much?
Well, absolutely not. I think, you know, there's just so much that we can do. And, you know, we want to try and make things easier to make life better for us, but also make it easier for everybody. So, you know, with everything in the media and our children are learning at school, I think it's just a driving force, really, to keep going.
Okay, well, I suppose, Lisa, do you want to give the plug for everything and tell us where we can find out more?
Yeah, sure. Well, actually, we've got Christmas around the corner. You know, that's when we spend so much more, all of us, on gifts. Lots of them are unwanted, actually, as they end up in landfill. So we've started something called the Green Christmas Challenge, basically challenging everybody to just swap out a minimum of four items on you or your loved one's Christmas list and find, you know, swap out a sustainable alternative. You can find them with us or elsewhere, and really share your new items on social media, encourage other people to do the same. And we hope just to spread a little bit of, you know, positive Christmas change, positive messages, especially, you know, with COP26 still ongoing, we hope this is something that everybody could get involved with, and all of those small swaps actually make a really big difference.
Good talking to you both. Appreciate your time this morning. Lisa and Harriet from Always Forever Green. It is BBC Radio Surrey. The time is now.